You're the common man. It's Barstool Radio.
Can I go on a totally side note rant here? Yeah. How much time do we have?
We got 3 minutes.
I'm going to shout out an advertiser. I'm going to trash an advertiser all at once.
Oh, boy.
State and Liberty.
Oh, oh, oh.
Those motherfuckers who I know have to be the dumbest marketing people in the game. I'm going to tell you why after the break. But State and Liberty are so stupid for a clothing company that spends money with us. And somebody needs to be fired there. I don't know who. I think only the owners work there, so they'd have to fire themselves.
I love State and Liberty.
But they should fire themselves because they are that bad at marketing and understanding business. And I'm going to tell you after the break why they're the dumbest people in the world. I'll give you a hint. I've been wearing their jacket, which I do like a lot, over the past month. Like, almost every day, people are talking about it. It's in the news.
It's a big jacket.
I wear it in my pizza reviews. People are like, where you get the jacket? I love that jacket.
Big jacket.
It has become synonymous with my pizza reviews over the last month. They've emailed me, be like, love that you love the jacket. I wear the jacket a lot. I have a very similar jacket, by the way, that I'm going to switch to. I'm going to tell you why this jacket will never be worn again after the break.
We're back. Frankie Borelli behind the glass. He smells like stank Long Island Railroad bathroom. He's a piece of trash. Portnoy's a piece of trash too, and he's lost his favorite jacket. State and Liberty. They've done him very dirty.
Very dirty. So they send a jacket. I just would love to get them almost on the phone, be like, do we know their contact?
You know who I think you can get on the get here is this guy who works on the second floor. Adam is the one who brought those jackets and gave them to everyone. He should know better.
I spoke with him briefly yesterday at the party. And
I mean, he specifically
we haven't even said what happened. I've established this as my new jacket. When it's not freezing, it's like my jacket of the winter on like warmish winter days, 40 degrees.
It's unlike any. It's like a weight that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's like kind of a sweatshirt, kind of a jacket. It's great.
I've been wearing this for a month straight. I show up at the office holiday Christmas Hanukkah party yesterday. I walk in, and I'm wearing the jacket. I am wearing the jacket. I walk in. And who do I fucking see?
And of all people.
Sitting there with a dumbass grin on his face, holding a beer, is office manager Brett wearing the same goddamn jacket. And I look at it, and I'm like, what's that jacket? He's like, what do you mean? I just got it. I'm like, from where? He's like, State and Liberty. Yo, that's the jacket I've been wearing. Apparently these idiots at State and Liberty sent like 10 of the jackets, and they were just handed out. So office manager Brett has it. Robbie Fox has it. KFC. Everybody has it.
All like your enemies.
Roan, who put a curse on you.
Roan, in what world does anybody want to wear the same? I don't care if it's a nice jacket, bad jacket. Who wants to wear the same jacket as everybody else in the office?
Well, let me say this. So I did an ad with them in my video, so they sent a shirt and the jacket, and I love the jacket too. Once I realized it was your jacket, I was like, I'm just gonna wear it, but like never here.
Right,
like, I'll wear it on the weekends or something like that. And I could.
You couldn't be photographed with that. That jacket has been established as my
your
jacket.
But I'd even say this: I'm not as like particular about it like you are. I think I would still wear it. If it was like you.
It's
but
like
it,
a very now that distinctive it's,
but
jacket.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like just a regular black jacket or something. It's got a look. It's got a collar. It's got big buttons.
People have commented on
jacket.
This jacket.
I think I would still wear it if it was just you. The fact that like now there's like six people wearing it, it's like the jacket's gone.
I don't know. Even it was, like Dave's right, it was his jacket. Like, I don't know if you could have still worn it.
I'm saying like I probably would have been called out. Like, I think I would just be okay with that if it was just one other guy. But if it's just like you're going to look like half the office all the time now.
Honestly, how stupid is State and Liberty? Like, all right, I'm not going to say I'm top dog, but I'm clearly in the upper echelon. You got me wearing your jacket. You had so much.
Did Dave just say he's not going to say
no,
he's top dog?
Weird take.
No, I'm saying it as because that's how passionate I am. I don't want to start that. You felt like.
You are.
You're top dog, dude. You're Barstool.
I know. I know, but I'm saying.
Who would be ahead of you?
No, I'm saying there's a bunch of guys. Like, you hit a home run, St. Liberty. Yeah. You got a top guy to be like, I'm wearing this jacket all the time. People are constantly asking, where do you get it? State Liberty. You won. To then send the jacket, 10 of them.
Saturate the market.
I am going to burn this jacket. I am doing a pizza review today. I haven't decided whether I'm going to literally light it on flames or I'm going to just give it to somebody walking by. Take it off. The only problem I have is I don't have another jacket, so I'll be cold. But I'm going to wear this one last time, burn it, or give it away. The State Liberty guy, they know who I, they're friends with me. Like, acquaintances. They're Michigan guys, Ann Arbor, hockey guys. Like, JVR is, like, an investor in that company. Reem's like, how stupid do you think you have to be that I'm going to wear a jacket, office manager Brett? And, oh, by the way, office manager Brett wore it again today. Like, I told him, like, that's my jacket. He still wore it. How stupid.
Listen, I'll tell you right now.
It's the worst marketing decision ever made by any company ever. And it looks like we got the guy calling in right now. Very curious whether he knows the background of what we're talking about. So, Lee, you there?
What's going on, guys?
Do you know about the jacket?
I do know about the jacket. I know Dave's been wearing it in the pizza reviews. It's been good for business.
So
you appreciate it.
You know that Dave has established that as his jacket, yes?
Yeah, the thing is, Dave got a prototype jacket, and the buttons aren't exposed on that one. So he's really got a once in a.
Ooh, so
like
you do have a one on one.
I don't have a once in a life.
Okay, so Lee, wait, hang on. If you knew that this was Dave's jacket, what is then the logic behind you guys sending a whole box of them over?
100 of
them.
I walked into our office Christmas party last night, and office manager Brett was wearing my jacket. I'm like, what jacket are you wearing, Brett? He's like, oh, it's my new jacket.
It's my new jacket.
I turn to my left. Robbie Fox, who's 14 years old, is wearing my jacket.
It's a grown man jacket. Not anymore.
Everybody at my office now has my jacket, which means I can no longer I may burn this jacket during my pizza review day. What was the thought process on inundating our office with my jacket?
So here's the issue, and I think you guys know this. You know, we start advertising with you guys, and your sales guys tell us to jump. We say how high. They asked us to send some jackets to the office. We're gonna abide. We're gonna send some jackets in.
So we're passing the buck here.
I am not at any level.
Lee, I'll be honest. I wanted to hand up on that one. I wanted State Liberty to take some responsibility here.
No, I will say I think Lee and State Liberty knows us pretty well. But like I said, they're Michigan guys, they're hockey guys, JVRs. I think investor, all that shit. At some level, I would have thought you'd been like,
no.
I think that's like Dave's been wearing that jacket nonstop. If I know anything about him, he's not going to want the entire office wearing the same exact jacket.
I'm going to continue to just try to pass off on somebody else. I'm pretty sure that we sent those coats in before you started wearing them on the pizza.
Dave, we
sent you a lot of stuff.
I don't know about that, sir.
The jacket I've had for like over a month. Those jackets all of a sudden just showed up yesterday.
How about this for an idea? Dave gets like an exclusive like 6 months of the wear, and then we blast it out to the masses, and you retire from that jacket.
What about you though, KFC? Don't you want some jackets?
I would like to be in on the mix as well.
Again,
I would like to be part of it.
Thing. It's like no. You have me. You got me as like nobody get like that. You guys got because I liked it, not because like you guys are Ann Arbor guys or anything. It was like I like this jacket. I'm gonna make this my jacket of the winter. There was so much free marketing effort because every time I did pizza review, people were like, where you get the jacket? I'd be like, State Liberty. You start if everyone looks the same here, then I got to move to a new store.
I say you do this. Dave gets a jacket. I get a different jacket.
Wildly different.
Wildly different as long as I like it. We wear it for a season, and then it gets like disseminated to the masses, and we retire from said jacket. That would be the system I put into the works.
You guys tell me where to sign, and I'll sign that deal right now. We'll make it happen.
Don't send a huge box to hand out to everybody at Barstool in the future. That would be my advice.
Well, send me an email with your home address there, so you don't get this mix up ever again. Guys aren't hounding your stuff.
They didn't hound my stuff. You sent it to the office.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, lesson learned. It won't happen again.
All right.